when your sins catch you up. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. David is speaking to his son, King Solomon. Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the hosts of Israel, unto Ahab the son of Ner, and unto Amasa the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his hoar head go down to the grave in peace. Remember, first of all, your sins never give up. You cannot kill, you cannot bury your sins. They remain active and are always following hard after you. They are unwearying in their quest. They are untiring in their search. Your sins will catch up on you. That's the second lesson you need to learn. Job thought he had killed and buried his sins forever, but the blood upon his girdle and in his shoes were irremovable. Sin caught up with him, even although he held the horns of the altar of God. 1 Kings 2, verses 30 to 33. Your sins will eventually destroy you. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. The only escape from sin is in the death of Christ. Don't be a Joab. Rather, be a Job.